Sunday night, or Luches Adabez, Toshin Ayin Dalek. Two halachas about Purim. The Rama says, the Rama brings down the minhag to bang when you hear the name of Haman by the Megillah, and of all the places in Shulchan Aruch and Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch, here the Rama chooses to say Ve'in Levatel Shuminag O Lilog Olav. You shouldn't be, nullify a minhag or make fun of it. Kilo Lachinam Hukpu'u. Minhag has a special place of chashivas in Klal Yisrael. This is where the Rama chose to say it, by banging Haman. So of course, this is the place where everybody attacks the minhag and says that Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, who is certainly someone to take very seriously, he didn't allow any banging of Haman in the shul. He felt that this is a case of where it's legitimate to just change things, because in his days at least, people, or maybe in his shul or many shuls, they just weren't careful. And you read in the Mishnah Berurah, really, that talks about the problem of people missing words, or people not hearing the Bakore, or kids banging too long, or, you know, and you just, people missed words and they weren't Yotze. So what do you do? So he said, you know, that's it. You can't bang. And it really has sources. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah, really, and in the Yetuduch, like every Dvar Halacha, you see that it's legitimate, at least according to some shittas, it's a legitimate mahalach to take to taka stop this minhag. Although in the contemporary poskim, they say, you know, take other steps. It really is achshar dora, I feel, in that respect. People are more careful, and certainly we have here the traffic light, thanks to Beryl, and you limit the banging, and that's really the mahalach to take. Maybe, I don't know, like, it's hard to say what someone would do now, but I think it's called achshar dora. The dora's got better, and they're more careful. What I can't stand about the banging is that the Baal Kori says Haman twice. So instead of Yimach Shemo and you're banging his name out, you end up getting his name twice. So that seems to be counterproductive. So the best way, we do it pretty good. I mean, he says the word and everybody hears even the nun of Haman, which you have to hear the nun. And then the banging commences after he says the word. So here I don't think they repeat it. They don't repeat it, which is good. Okay, that's one halacha. Another halacha is that if you... we say Asher Haney. It's a long pismon after the bracha, after the Megillah. So there's a long piyut called Asher Haney, and then comes Shoshanas Yaakov at the end of that piyut. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the daytime you don't say Asher Haney because you have other piyutim to say. It's called Kruvitz Lepurim. So the question becomes, we don't say the Kruvitz either. So what do you do in the daytime? So I've said it all the years, Asher Haney. I made sure no one saw me saying it, but I figure if the Mishnah Berurah says you don't say it because you say other piyutim and we don't say other piyutim, so you should say it. But now I'm looking in Sfarim, so Rabbi Yashiv said that, the Tzal said that way, that you should indeed say Asher Haney, while others say no. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that once the minhag became pretty much established not to say it in day, so we don't say it, and that's all, you don't say it. So you, what's the big deal? Say it, don't say it. Yeah, that's a pity, because if you say it and you just fly through it and you don't understand what the words mean, say it, don't say it, who cares? But if you pay attention to Asher Haney, maybe study it and learn what it says, then it becomes a big deal if you say it or not. Okay, so the end of the story is the Chaim holds not to say it, the Rav Yashiv held yes to say it in the daytime, since we don't say most places, I mean, don't say the piyutim, you know, in Chazar Sashatz. If they say it, then of course you don't say Asher Haney. That's exactly the point of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we're concluding the Sefer Chovos Halvados, Avos Hashem. We're in Perek Zion, and he describes the people who reached the mountaintop, the peak of the mountain in Avos Hashem, and he says as follows. He says, these people create their own mitzvahs. And we'll learn what that means. Obviously, you can't create your own mitzvah literally. You might be over Baal Tosef and the over in Avera. But he says, these people, the people are Oiv Hashem, they want to always serve Hashem. And they're not so happy with the absolute obligations that the Torah gives us, because it's not that many. you know, you start off with 613, and after you finish whittling it down to size, take away the Tzibur's mitzvahs, and take away the Beis HaMikdash mitzvahs, unfortunately, and take away Kohen's mitzvahs, and Amelech's mitzvahs, and maybe I didn't have a Petach Hamor, and maybe I didn't have a Shifcha Knat, an Oma Ivriya, and by the time you get through it, there's very little mitzvahs, he says. So these people are perturbed by that. They want to serve Hashem fully and completely and always, and they feel cheated because there's not that much to do. You know, okay, once every 7 days you have Shabbos, he says, and once in a while you have to buy a lulav, and there's just not that much you have to do. You see, that's their perspective, because they want to be constantly Ovid Hashem. So they go through the mitzvahs he describes, and it's Tluyus Ba'aretz, and it's Chutz La'aretz, and if you don't have a bias, you don't have a makkah, and if you don't have a Ova'im, there's no Kibbutz Ova'im. And they say, and you can't count Lavim, because we're not doing anything. We're just not doing. So we're not serving Hashem by not doing, or at least that's how they felt. The truth is, I mean, the Lav really kicks. You fulfill a Lav when you have an opportunity and a choice and a potential will to do it, and you decide not to do it. That's when you fulfill the Lav. If you just don't kill anybody, I don't think you're not doing Lo Sirtzach. But that's the point. It's not so hard to, that point is not so hard to just sit and do nothing. But we want to serve Hashem. So Vatiktan Beinam Avodasum Lelokim, they felt like, and again, this is the Chavitalovis' perspective, that they owe Hashem so much, and they're not really doing their obligation to pay him back, to show gratitude. Because what are they doing already? So V'yamatu etzlo ma'aseyam mitzad ma'avoyam, their desire, the kisufam, and their strong, burning desire, l'mashiyagiyu bo'ol rotzon Elokim. So, and then ubikshu mitzvos asay mechavos ha'ivarim. So they look, okay, so you have the sheish mitzvos midias, but they're looking for chavos ha'ivarim. So the only thing they found in chavos ha'ivarim that would constantly occupy them is learning Torah. Learning Torah, that's the only thing that you always have to do and that should always occupy you, and you can serve Hashem always by learning Torah. But they were not satisfied with that. They wanted more, because there's a whole Torah out there. And so now the Chazalovas will, and we'll see it in the coming days, will introduce us to the idea of Chavos HaLevavos, that they took the perceived Ratzon Hashem in every mitzvah, and they ran with it. They tried to say, oh, Hashem likes this, Hashem wants this, Hashem desires this. So even if you can't do the Maisa Mitzvah because the technical requirements are not there, they try to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. They try, these people who have, again, reached the mountaintop, they try to fulfill, your father expresses a desire for a certain kind of machine, a tape recorder, right? And he doesn't tell you to go buy it for him, but you know that's his ratzon. So if you love your father, you're going to go get him, you're going to fulfill his ratzon. So that's what they did. What's interesting is, very interesting, I don't know, I'm not sure how much emphasis to put on this. Later, Doros emphasized the Liman HaTorah. In other words, he says there's only Liman HaTorah, but they wanted more. But later, Doros looked at Liman HaTorah as Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and that's a fine way to fulfill your day and fulfill your obligations to Hashem. V'gisa b'yom b'layla, constant learning, and really introduces the idea based on various chazals that if I learn about a korban chatas, it's like I brought a chatas, and if I learn about this mitzvah, it's like I did this mitzvah, and you can do it vicariously through learning Torah. The Chavos HaLevavos does not describe these people as taking that approach. They took a different approach to emphasize the Chavos HaLevavos in every mitzvah and try to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem in that way, as he goes on to describe now until the end of the Sefer.